I'm Sori.
That's Booby.
And Vita. And Sody and Chip. Are you going to introduce anybody else?
We used to go, I'm Vin, I'm Sori, that's Lavi,
and Salty. Babe, we already talked about that. There was only three then.
And Salty and Chip.
Now we've got four.
Four? What are you talking about?
One, two, three, four things to introduce.
All right, I'll introduce Chip. Anyway, Tool full album review! I'm very excited.
Yep. One song at a time will be released until you have the full thing.
I don't know about that.
What?
But we'll have a huddle and talk about it later. Tool review.
The point of this is to get ahead.
Anima. So the first song is... So it's Anima. So... An enema, we all know what an enema is.
I know, yeah.
Which I'm assuming at some point we'll figure out in the album. And then anemic.
Mm-hmm.
Like you lack iron or you're weak. Or
yeah.
Something. Anyway. Alright. So,
So the first one is Stinkfist?
Stinkfist. This should be interesting.
Yeah.
Lyric video. All the lyric videos, by the way, have been done by the big homie,
Bricktown Media.
Does he have a stamp anywhere?
Knowing him, he's so humble. He probably didn't, but I told him to. But
all right,
we'll see. We'll see if he followed my instructions.
Go.
gosh. Oh, I missed me some Tool.
Tool.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, I think after this album review, we can't do any more Tool album reviews because it makes it so we can't listen to Tool.
Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore, man.
Anymore!
Gosh.
That was a good song.
It was a good one. We still had that Tool-y sound, but like, oh, it was so good. Like, there was something else different about it, too.
They're a band, them and Neo, like, as far as the bass goes,
mm-hmm.
like, the bass is important in this band. Because, like, they're really, like, I really hear the bass in this song. You're like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Which is the bass, you know, yeah. I suppose, that, the drummer, the rhythm section, you know, like, man, this was so good. Mm. Yeah, definitely miss them.
Yeah.
Miss that style. Yes. Miss Maynard's voice.
Yep.
Miss the way that they always yep. have that little tinge of tribal thing, mm-hmm. you know, especially at the end, you know.
You know what? The thing is, like, so there's, good. Like, other bands that will remain unnamed that, like, they sound the same all the time, and then you get, like, tired of it.
Oh.
But yeah, then, yeah. but, like, these people, like, you know it's them, but, like, Slipknot. You know it's Slipknot, but you're not tired of the sound. Or I don't get tired of the sound.
Yeah, but Maynard's voice is so, like, distinct, and his style, the way that he approaches
music,
the vocals... is singular to him mm-hmm. and the band, you know.
Yep.
I mean, it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't done Tool in quite some time.
Know.
So I'm like...
This one was really cool sounding too. And I don't know what Stink Fist means. If it's something disgusting, then that doesn't make any sense how you can go all the way up to your shoulder, but so like maybe it means something else.
I'm pretty sure
it means that
it's an act where you put your whole hand in the...
That's really disgusting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some people that do that and enjoy that, so
no, you talked about it being painful. You'll eventually like it or something like that.
Well, there's, you know, a whole pain pleasure dynamic that happens with, you know.
Yeah, but there's like sexy areas for that.
Yeah, but some people think that that area is sexy.
I guess. Yeah.
To me, you have to be from Mars to think that area is sexy. But there's some people that so that's the title of the song, Stink Fist.
Yeah.
It's pretty gross.
I think I'm gonna have to separate that part from the song because that's.
But I think that's the point of the song. It's like, it's about like going to the ultimate extreme to find pleasure because you have
yeah,
so much of it that you're bored, you're overstimulated.
Yeah,
you're
like, I'm just gonna keep digging deeper on
Twitter. Yeah. Yeah. So like, if you over, you know,
no, sir.
It's one of Dante's ideas of hell where people, you know, they're a slave of pleasure in this life, and so like all eternity it goes, and then they devolve into.
Yikes.
You know, craziness. So, there are some people that I'm sure in the comment section, people are like, I practice that and it's great and it's fun and it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's not a judgment per se morally, but it is, it's just to us, it's like unfathomable that it could be an enjoyable experience for either party.
Right. Okay. Well,
I just don't know. So, but I think the point is,
yeah,
like it's supposed to be jarring.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, he said constant overstimulation numbs me.
Right. Right.
So
I just think in this culture,
and he's bored.
Yeah. I you know it's what is it? Lion, Witch in the Wardrobe with it's Edmund with the Turkish Delight.
Yeah. What about it?
And it was very subtle. The
Turkish
White
Delight
Witch.
So much.
We were at Lollies and Pops, you could have got it.
No. I don't think that's...
Straight from Turkey.
I feel like that's what it would have to be. I feel like somebody that we is going to have to, like, buy it from their shop and ship it to us. Like...
It was straight from Turkey.
Yeah, I know, but it came in those prepackaged packages that, like, probably sat in the warehouse and sat there. Those Turkish delights, when he bites into them, they're like, oh my gosh, they look so good. Anyway.
Well, it was very subtle about the White Witch, but... She basically told him, yeah, you can have as much as you like.
Yeah.
It's like this overindulgence, and that's how she trapped him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how she trapped him. So there is a subtlety about, like, you know, everything in moderation. Because if you don't take certain things, especially sexuality, if you don't take sexuality in moderation, forget it.
Yeah.
It'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah. But it seemed to be a celebration slash, because he said, whatever happened to subtlety,
yeah.
Which is very good that Bricktown,
yeah.
He made it all faded.
Yeah.
I was smart. We got what you did there. Yeah. But you saw the progression to finger, to knuckle.
Well, yeah, because it was just, wasn't enough.
To shoulder.
Yeah.
It was finger, knuckle, elbow, and then shoulder. God yeah. Almighty. Woo!
Woo! Oh, yeah. You know, I have this cousin. Honestly, she's probably my favorite cousin.
Okay.
I don't know, he's trans, so I guess it would be he now. So he's probably my favorite cousin, but he doesn't know it. But anyway, he went through this phase where he would say, okay, like, you only need to take 3 bites of anything, because anything past 3 bites you can't really enjoy. The first 3 bites is unbelievable, and then after that it's just, yeah, okay. And like, he was always so skinny, I was like, boy, that's working for him, like. but I could never, I always wanted more than 3 bites. But I did understand the concept. I tried it. You know, take the first 1, 2, 3, and then 4, 5, 6, yeah, it's not as great as the first 3. But anyway, I just thought of that randomly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, go ahead.
When he says relax, turn around and take my hand, is it the same hand? Or is it the other one? Or do you think it doesn't matter? But it does matter to me.
Probably another one. Who knows?
What do you think he means? Like, just...
Well, he still wants a relationship.
Yeah, that's what it kind of seemed like.
He's got this very strange...
Yeah.
Or overindulgent, you know, thing where he's still... I don't think it's about him per se. Maybe it could be him. But it's just about trying to exist in the modern world where you have access to all these pleasure points on 50 million that yeah. you never had before.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, okay, like, it's right in front of you, and it's very difficult to maintain that self-control. And beyond self-control, just the boredom of the overstimulation that happens.
Yeah.
You get 24-hour news cycle, you got this, you got that, you got YouTube, you can, you know, I mean, us, you can watch us for, we got like 400-500 videos out now, mm-hmm. half an hour a clip, you can, you know, you just...
45 minutes.
It's just... Yeah. You know, back in the day in TV, like in the 60s, it used to like shut off at like mm-hmm. 8 o'clock and like, mm-hmm. there are no more programs.
Not anymore. There's always
so you were forced to like exist in the quiet?
Yeah, but you're like that. You're like on 10 all the time. Do you ever sit in silence? I never see you do that.
I don't have time.
She'd love to learn.
Yeah, I'm gonna learn something. But see, learning is how I relax. It's very, like, it's very restorative to me to be able to...
I need some quiet.
Sit and learn.
I like to sit in the woods and just...
And
no plan,
things,
just...
Think things through.
Think and pray. Or...
Yeah.
Quiet. Stop. We'll have one of those moments. Back to our regular scheduled program.
Yeah, so, So you could be so over... And he says it, constant overstimulation numbs me, yeah. You know, babies, when they get overstimulated, eventually they go, ah!
Yeah, they
like,
do, yes.
Fuck alone.
Yes, yeah.
Shut the fuck up. You know?
Or if you have a day where company comes over too much and everybody's holding the baby.
Yeah.
The next day, the baby's a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
Did that ever happen to your kids? Yeah,
Dorian
too much.
Was like that.
Yeah.
You only wanted me to hold him.
Yeah, but you told me that you used to like, are you awake? Are you okay? Are you breathing? Are you,
yeah.
you know, like all that. And then you said when you finally put him in his own room,
yeah.
that you said he seemed like he was kind of like, oh, good, some peace and quiet.
It's true. It's true. I never left him alone. It's terrible. But you see how he is with me now. He's the most physically...
Do you think that's why?
No, for sure. yeah. So, there you are. I can help you change tired moments into pleasure. Say the word and we'll be well upon our way.
Blend and balance pain and comfort deep within you. I think that if you just take away, like just erase the stink fist part and you just make it about sex, it's actually a really cool song.
I think it's a cool song regardless, because he's trying to use sex as an example.
Yes, I know.
For what happens when people like get overstimulated and have to go deeper and deeper in search of,
yes, I understand.
You know, pleasure. I don't think you can erase the stink fist. How did you do that?
I'm saying you can erase the stink fist part and you can say it's not even about that, it's just about like enjoying each other. I can help you change tired moments into pleasure. Say the word and we'll be well on our way.
Till you will not want me any other way.
Yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily positive.
What do you mean?
Till you won't want the person any other way?
Just like this, in this moment. I don't want you any other way, but right here, in this moment, like this.
I think that's a problem. I think that's problematic.
Not forever and all time, but right now.
No. Till you will not want me any other way. I think what happens is people cross a certain line, and then they can't go back with the person.
Well,
it becomes a very exploitative relationship.
I mean, that's not good, but...
That's what it sounds like to me.
No, I think that's what he's... Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I'm saying, but you could kind of like... Well, I don't know. Maybe you don't do that with songs. Like, I'll remove like certain elements and make it what I want it to be. So I could use this song. I could flick this on in the room and call you in and be like, let's go to town, baby, with this music playing.
That would never happen.
But you couldn't, because you can't remove those elements.
No, that's... He has an intention with the song.
Yeah, but I can have an intention with how I listen to it.
Right, and so... I'm not going to use this song as a soundtrack for anything. Hell no.
You can't remove it.
If you remove it, you remove the entire tension of the song. Yeah, like, I'm not a postmodern.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. How postmodern of you. I think he's trying to say something very important with the song.
I do,
too. You know, there's trillions of, like, you know, let's get freaky songs or whatever. I don't think that that's what he's going for.
No, I don't think so either.
He's going for something more,
you
know.
But I liked it.
More germane to the human experience. But I'm sure a lot of people have used this song. It's just that, you know, that's not going to happen here. No, sir. My.
Unless we get some Bacardi in there.
Nope. Doesn't matter. You can have as much Bacardi as you'd like. It's never going to happen. Elbow deep inside the borderline.
No, just ignore those parts.
No.
And you know what they mean instead? It's not literal.
He's
means like you're just going to the edge of like that sexuality and deepness with each other.
Kind of sad about the way that things have come to be, desensitized to everything, what became of subtlety.
Yeah.
So you want to bastardize that into just another Let's Get Freaky song. He's saying something extremely deep right now.
Yeah, I would.
I know you would.
And I don't have a problem with that at all.
Yeah.
And you're not going to make me feel bad about it either.
The Sorry Express.
Play it again. Put it on repeat.
Sorry Express. Here we go. Yikes. I mean, I on a serious note, though, I think that...
I love the sound of the song.
You know, but, you know, this is what happens with maturity. Like, you know, when you're immature and you're childish and you think about certain rules or mores, you go, oh, that's repressive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's kind of like the idea that I think that hedonism is a worldview,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty close to what's happening here. Hedonism is the meaning of life is pleasure.
Yeah.
A lot of times, like, when we talk, we only talk about nihilism versus theistic, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And there, people don't realize, like, there are tons of different options that you can select. One of them is hedonism.
Mm-hmm.
So you get into these moral questions about empathy and things like that. As if there are only two options. Well, there's hedonism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some people that believe that the meaning of life is to reproduce and to, you know, and you need empathy and stuff to make a community work and all mm-hmm. the rest of it. And sure, that works. That might work for you, and it might work in certain views of the world, and you don't necessarily need God for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have other worldviews like hedonism where it isn't about cooperation and survival.
Mm-hmm.
It's about maximizing pleasure.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily about maximizing pleasure for everyone. It's about maximizing pleasure for yourself. Well, that has different implications on how you live your life.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like, but I, of course, as a Christian, we believe every other worldview is self-destructive and self-stultifying. And I think that this is one of them. Like, if you dedicate your life to ultimate pleasure, and you live in such a way as to break down all the mores to your pleasure, you end up in the situation where you can't even experience pleasure ultimately. You become the things that once gave you pleasure.
Yeah.
There's a sense in which a person who takes heroin initially, the first shot.
Right.
They're always chasing the first shot for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it ends up killing them. You know, that's an extreme example, because I'm sure there's probably a couple hedonists that are like, hey, wait a second. But it's like, okay, take sexuality. If you're hedonistic and you're, everything's about the ultimate pursuit of pleasure in your sexuality, and you've got an almost infinite source of pornography, for example, to feast on. Forget about the moral implications of pornography. Mm-hmm. But if a person is feasting on that, they go neurotic. I mean, it's scientifically proven. It's not moralism. Like, your entire chemistry gets reordered, and that's why you have these, like, it just devolves into these very extreme forms of pornography.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, it's never, then that amount's not enough. Now it has to be something else, something else, something else, until you become a person that you never wanted to be,
Right, and I'm suspending any moral judgment on it. I'm just talking about the what we've experienced as human beings.
Yeah.
That if you devote your life completely to pleasure, and you say, all those stupid Judeo-Christian Islamic sexual mores are just there to be prudish and to control me and yada yada yada. It's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have all the Turkish delight you'd like. But then, it kind of goes to the whole nothing satisfies and I need to do it to breathe, to feel, to know that I'm alive.
Mm.
I think it's very honest. That's a very honest assessment.
I don't want it. I just need it.
Right. But that's, when he talks about the borderline, like, I feel like some people cross that line to where, they need certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a matter of wanting anymore. It's they need it.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's, to me, that's where hedonism leads you.
Yeah.
And being a moderate and having moderation sounds boring. But I would almost argue that if you live a hedonistic lifestyle, you eliminate pleasure. You guarantee the elimination of pleasure if you dedicate yourself to a hedonistic lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
If you dedicate yourself to a moderate lifestyle, you guarantee pleasure for the longest possible time in your lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
So, boredom's not a burden anyone should bear. John Piper said, "How can you be bored? You have a Bible." Which is true. I agree. Like, I don't understand. Like, how in the world a person can be bored?
You're like that,
huh?
Yeah, you're like that. Where you're like, how can anybody be bored?
Well, John Piper went as far as to say that boredom is a sin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would say something like that.
Yeah. Boredom is a sin. which, from a theistic perspective, I would think is probably true. How can you be bored? You got God around.
Yeah, I'm a terrible Christian because I'm like, how can you be bored? There's always something to clean and organize.
Well, as long as you're relating to God when you're cleaning and organizing, I guess.
I do sometimes, actually.
Well, good. Order to chaos. Genesis 1, there you are.
Yeah.
But, first of all, I'm pretty sure I've heard this riff before from Tool.
Yeah.
When I was introduced to metal
and
stuff.
That's what I think you said at the beginning, and I was like, really?
Okay. Yeah, when I was introduced to metal and stuff, I never gave Tool the time of day. And I'm actually glad because, A, they're all still alive, so that makes me happy.
Yep.
And B,
you got to experience it with me?
Right. No, it's true.
Oh, really? That's what you were going to say?
Yeah.
Aww.
Being able to experience it with you has been awesome. So, okay, what do you got? What do you give us?
Yeah, I woke up early. Like, usually I sleep late, and I, like, woke up early, and I was like, oh, I get to do an album review with Vin.
Do!
I actually would give this one a, 9.8. I really liked it.
This is a 10 for me. This song came out in 1996. It was 20 years ago.
It seems so current.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And that's you know, that's always one of the clues for the 10.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So it's a
10. I'll 10 it too. Yep.
And I'm going to listen to the song again. I mean, this is on my playlist, but it's definitely not going to be a, no.
Will you kiss me when it's playing?
No.
What if I come to kiss you?
I won't even
push
look at
me
you.
Away?
I will. I'll do one of those dodges, the Floyd Mayweather thing where you put your shoulder up.
All right.
Terrible. Terrible. Then out.
Story out.
Gone.